and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. To mark 20 years since 9/11, the foundation's chairman and CEO, Frank Siller, connected where America was attacked on foot, from the Pentagon to Shanksville to downtown Manhattan, where he retraced his brother's footsteps. Thanks to your support, Towers of Light returned to the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials. For the first time, our country recognized the people we lost to 9/11-related illness through the foundation's name-reading ceremony, and in another first, those we lost in the War on Terror had their names read aloud. That ceremony is now the newest Tunnel to Towers annual tradition. Now the foundation is bringing hope to heroes and their families, giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. Honor our vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. Again, don't wait. These are families, these are individuals who have paid a tremendous price for this country. $11 a month is all it takes. Go to t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Everybody wants to invest in cryptocurrencies, but it's not that easy to get started. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created My Digital Money. It's an easy-to-use, self-trading crypto IRA platform with concierge-level customer service. And it's one of the few U.S.-based cryptocurrency companies that will answer your phone call and help you get started. And because your comfort and security is their top priority, they offer an unparalleled military-grade security for your coins, trigger order to help you secure opportunities for gains or limit losses without having to watch your account 24/7, a play money account so you can test the market without risking your money. With the recent pullback of most of the major cryptocurrencies, this might be the best time to get into this exciting technology-based investment. And when it comes to your money, you deserve a team of dedicated professionals that have your back, speak to you honestly, and treat you like a human being, not just a number. Check them out at MyDigitalMoney.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices, but higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has issued a ruling on a Texas abortion law that is sure to continue the legal battle.
A near ban on abortions in Texas will remain in effect after the Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion providers will be allowed to sue the state over a law that makes abortion illegal after cardiac activity is detected. That's around 6 weeks before many women know they're pregnant. The Texas law was designed to put obstacles in the way of legal challenges, and so far that strategy has worked. The case is almost certain to return to the Supreme Court with its conservative majority after a review by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which has twice voted to allow enforcement. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at townhall.com. The sound of the choir at Bob Dole's memorial service at Washington National Cathedral. The former Kansas senator and presidential candidate honored at a funeral service at the cathedral as top leaders from both parties gathered to display rare bipartisanship. President Biden remembering Dole as, quote, a giant of our time and of all time, saying Dole always put country over all else.
Now it's our job to start standing up for what's right for America. I salute you, my friend. Your nation salutes you.
Bob Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. Denver finally seeing its first snowfall of the season today. That shatters an 87-year-old record for the latest for snow. It wasn't much. The official measurement at Denver International Airport, that was just 0.3 inches. Stocks are up. The Dow ahead 102 points. The NASDAQ up 33, and the S&P 24 points higher. More at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388.
Third generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Prosecutors will only have access to Henry Rugg's blood tests and testimony from medical pros about the tests themselves in the fatal DUI case that killed 23-year-old Tina Tenter. Attorneys for the former Raiders player had claimed allowing testimony about anything else would violate doctor-patient privilege. Rugg's has been charged with felony DUI resulting in death, DUI resulting in substantial bodily harm, and 2 counts of reckless driving in connection with the car crash that killed Tenter. A preliminary hearing in that case has been scheduled for March 10th. The state is making $30 million in federal pandemic funding available to Nevada nonprofits to help with the impact of COVID-19. State officials say they heard about the community needs during its recently concluded statewide listening tour about how to use more than $6 million in federal help that Nevada got under the American Rescue Plan. The nonprofits can apply for the community recovery grants through January 3rd using a new website, NevadaRecovers.com. Congrats to former Golden Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury. The fan favorite recorded his 500th win with the Chicago Blackhawks 2-0 win over the Montreal Canadiens.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, no restrictions or delays at the moment on the 15. You're up to freeway speeds pretty much on US 95. Moderate flows on the Beltway, though, 215 east at Valley Verde. And that bridge work will slow your pace through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main and 515 west at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Friday, December 10th. Good to have you with us. Inching ever closer to the holidays. Getting really excited about that. You know what today is. Today is the day that we celebrate every week. It's the best day of the week.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, it's come on. Friday. You know better. It's Friday. Come on. You work all week to get to Friday. Here we are. I'm so excited. Great to have you with us. And it's also great to have Tommy White on, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. He is close to assuming co-host status with really about like two appearances from co-host status. I just love it. Tommy, how you been, my friend?
Pretty good, Kevin. Anytime you want me to be your co-host, you let me know.
Oh, I love that. I just love that idea. Tommy, let me ask you. We're coming towards the end of 2021. In broad strokes, what was 2021 like for your members, for your union, for the projects out there that you've completed or gotten close to completed? 2021, how was it?
Well, as far as work goes, we had a lot of work going on, and we kept a lot of people busy. So we thought it was a great year. Construction industry coming into the end of the year kind of slows down a little bit, but we're really looking to 2022. We want to start off fresh, get 2020, 2021 out of our way and start fresh off of 2022. So we're looking forward to a lot of work coming up.
The big projects that are coming for 2022, what are they?
So you have a lot of work to get done on the boring company. We're going to be doing all those tunnels on the ground throughout the strip. You have a lot of solar plants coming up. Test site is still hiring, so we got to finish the Madison Square Garden. We'll look at to build a new new basketball arena. So we'll have a lot of stuff going on.
When you talk about boring, obviously we see your members all the time above ground, but a lot of work that you do, can you talk a little bit about what that work is like underground?
So we will be running a boring machine underground throughout the city of Las Vegas. We're going to be running those Tesla cars all the way from the convention center, probably all the way out to the stadium and to the airport, it's work that the laborers have been doing for over 100 years. It's kind of really, if you want to compare what we do on the ground, I would compare it to mining. So you got to know what you're doing when you're under there. You got to be very careful, and you got to know the work. So it's great that we have it.
You know, when you talk about projects, there are projects that are underway, but there are also projects that are kind of still on the drawing board. Are there any of those out there that you're starting to do the preliminary work on with your members?
There's a lot of the solar fields that are coming up. There's probably close to 20 of them, at least over the next 2 years. So we will be okay.
Let yourself in, let yourself out. I just love that. Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor Union Local 872, and he's mobile. He is on the move. Let me just ask you, today we got a really bad inflation report, up 6.8%. That's the worst in 39 years. And I got to ask you, are your members feeling it, whether it be gasoline or food or clothing or whatever?
Well, I think everybody feels it with gasoline. And I mean, the cost of Christmas trees have gone up, the cost of gas has gone up, just whatever you do every day, you can see the cost of something has gone up. And I mean, I don't think we've really seen it on food too much, but it's out there. So I mean, we haven't gotten hit with it that hard, but anytime you're driving back and forth to work and seeing what the gas prices are here, I mean, the gas prices here in our state are, a little bit higher than a lot of other places. So, except California. So California can stay in California and keep that gas price.
I just love that. I just love that. But the fact is, I just did my plans for the holidays, and I'm going back to Kansas City where I've got a lot of family. And I did a rental car for $300 for 3 days.
Well, that's pretty cheap. I had to go back to New York, and I had a rental car, and it cost me $1,200 for 4 days.
Whoa! $1,200?
$1,200 for 4 days.
That's incredible. $300.
Yeah, I mean, people complain about hotel tax. Yeah, you go back east, or you go to Chicago, and you take a look at the taxes they hit you with back there. In New York City, you get hit with a hotel tax. You get hit with Jacob Javits tax. You get hit with all different other taxes that we really don't have here in our state.
Suffice to say, the price of everything seems to be going up, which obviously is a tax that all of us pay, rich, poor, and everybody in between. I got to ask you, everybody's been talking about it over the last 24 hours, Jussie Smollett and the guilty verdicts yesterday. Should they throw the book at him when they come to sentencing?
Well, after what he did, of course.
And you honestly believe that they will throw the book at him, or do you think the judge will go lenient on him?
No, I think they should. I mean, he lied. He made him made this country kind of feel like he was assaulted by individuals that never really did anything to him. I mean, he planned it all himself, right? So. He shouldn't get away with that.
Well, and supposedly paid $3,500 for a couple of guys to come and rough him up and put the noose around his neck and all of that. The fact that he had forced the Chicago police to mobilize, the prosecutor's offices to mobilize, and special prosecutors and all of that stuff, and then to say, "Oh, sorry, didn't happen."
Waste the taxpayers' money for $3,500. They should have gave him a better beating.
Oh my gosh! And my question is, what happens to Jussie Smollett when he is done? Does he become a grade A actor? He's been a grade C or D actor for most of his career. Then he gets the job on Empire on Fox, and all of a sudden now he's a celebrity. And then he does this, and all of a sudden he's a bum. What happens to him later?
We know how Hollywood is. Hollywood's going to embrace him again, and we're going to be back right where we started from with him. So I'm sure he'll be fine at the end. He'll probably get hit with some felonies, but he probably won't do a day in jail.
You don't think so, really?
I don't think he'll do a day in jail.
Well, is that fair?
No, of course it's not fair. It's just the way... how society is these days, they'll because he's Hollywood, because he has money, he's not gonna do any time in jail.
I want to ask you a little bit of politics stuff because we're going to have John Lee on the show just after 2 o'clock. And, of course, there are 9, 10, 11. I've lost track of how many gubernatorial candidates there are aching to run against Steve Sisolak. How vulnerable is Sisolak?
I believe Steve's very vulnerable. But, I mean, really, let's talk about, you know, the Republican Party for a minute. They are so fractured. I mean, if they had their stuff together, they wouldn't throw 9 candidates out there. They would focus on 2 or 3, and then out of the 2 or 3, choose the one that comes out of the primary, right? So you got 9 candidates, and all that does is tells me that, you know, they're not even part of their own party, because if they were part of their own party, they would figure that out themselves. So you're going to throw 9 names out there. They're going to waste a lot of money. They're going to waste a lot of time. And the party should get together and pick the top 3, and then go from the top 3, go for the top 1.
I saw one media report yesterday that Sisolak is trailing Dean Heller by 6 points, I think it is. First of all, do you buy polling that begins this early from a race? I mean, do you buy into it?
No, we don't buy into polling at all. You know, we're supporting Joe Lombardo because we believe he's going to be the best for our state. Because, like we talked about in the past, Kevin, our tourism is the only way we're going to keep tourists coming here is keeping a safe state. We keep a safe state, well, our economy will boom again. We believe Joe Lombardo is the best to keep our state safe.
Tommy, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You stay safe, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, buddy, you too. Talk to you soon.
There you go, Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872. And they've already endorsed Joe Lombardo. So that is a done deal as far as endorsements. I'm not sure how much stock you put in political endorsements. They come, they go, they change sometimes. We'll talk about that. Also, one of the things I want to get into is what should happen to Jussie Smollett. He is appealing his convictions, but I'm curious what you think and if you believe they should throw the book at him, or should he not even set foot in a prison? Which is it for you? In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines early in this hour. I want to get to that as quickly as we can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What should happen to Jussie Smollett? Should they throw the book at him? Should they send him to jail for 3 years? They can send him to jail for up to 3 years. And maybe that's what needs to happen. Young guy, he'll come out of prison. He'll have an acting career, I'm sure. Maybe he'll end up on cable news, for all I know. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and get to your calls. If you're a first-time caller, by the way, let Gentleman Jim know. He'll answer the phone. Let him know that you're a first-time caller, and then we'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in line. We'll do all that and more. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday. Good to have you a part of our show on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add 2 new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life. Fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Again, if you're a first-time caller, let us know. We'll move you up in line. We'll give you some extra love. We do that on a regular basis. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go out to Maggie. Maggie's been on with us before. Maggie, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Happy Friday.
Thank you, dear. So, thank you. Everybody loves Friday.
So, unfortunately, the crime in this case, Kevin, is the perpetuating the division in this country. And that's the crime. And if he should get some jail time, but I think it's more important that he understands the division that has been created and how it has hurt people on both sides. We don't need that anymore. And if he could understand that, that in itself would be the perfect sentence. That's it.
Should he pay reparations of any kind? Because the city of Chicago invested a lot of man hours on the investigation, and then the prosecution itself having to prosecute this thing. They spent, I'm sure, millions of dollars on this thing. Should he have to pay reparation?
Absolutely. And I think that was talked about in the very beginning when they decided to press charges that he was going to pay. And yes, he should pay. He was famous. He was a movie star. He took advantage of his status to do what he did. And he put the Chicago police that stretched thin with all the crime that